It's Wednesday, September 28th, 2011. Some news items and announcements from Oroville. Under a partly cloudy sky, high midday temperature 32 degrees Celsius, humid, and tonight the temperature drops to 27 degrees with southwesterly winds 20 kilometers per hour and a chance of rain, 70% chance. Chef extraordinaire Jean-Marc of Café Le Morgan in Town Hall Plaza offers a five-day plan for dinners during the five-day film festival, which starts tomorrow. Catching him in his small but busy kitchen as he prepares pastry for today's lunch. I'm right now in the kitchen of Le Morgan, and here I'm trying to catch Jean-Marc, who's busy preparing the food for today's lunch. Jean-Marc, what do you want to tell everyone about the meals that you're offering for the 2011 film festival?
I have nothing special to say, really. We are doing our normal food. Except tomorrow evening, I was asked to prepare some vegan food. So we will have little vegan food. But otherwise, it's as usual. As good as usual.
You've offered something special in the way of people can buy a ticket and then come for all five nights. What's that about?
We've done a kind of 5 days food package.
Yeah.
So people buy for 5 days. So it will be every day we have like a small carton, and with that they can have free tea, free coffee, and the evening meal. So it will cost to them 1,000 if they are non-vegetarian, and 650 if they are vegetarian.
And that's for 5 nights, and all the tea and coffee they can drink.
Yes, maybe as their body can can afford or so. Huh?
Merci.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 5 p.m. will be the opening of Oroville's second film festival, running 5 consecutive days. 3 venues, Cinema Paradiso, Barat Nivas, and Sadhana Forest. Additionally, there will be art installations, festival photos by Giorgio and Ireno, and Raquel Giorgio plus others taking photos of workshops from IKEAM School, Deepanam School, Future School, and the Learning Community. There will be a general meeting on Thursday, the 29th, at 4:30 at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity. The topic? Complete review of the Oroville Council and Working Committee selection process. And here is a selection committee update. The selection committee has begun its process at the invitation of the Residents' Assembly Service. The Residents' Assembly Service gave the list of names proposed by them both for the Oroville Council and the Working Committee. The Residents' Assembly Service mentioned that not all previous working committees and councils gave nominations for this selection committee. The selection committee is presently Orovisi, Elamulai, Marlanka, Nicola, Renu, Sanji, Somu, Swada, and Tilai. They have agreed to work together while waiting for any further nominations to serve in the selection committee, and so far none have been received. In the meantime, 120 people have been personally contacted to find out their availability for serving on the council and the working committee. Responses have been received from most of them. Currently, work is going on with those names on the list who responded positively, and hopefully this work will be completed within the next 2 weeks. And now for some talk and trash. Another bit on plastic, because it is so everywhere with exponential increases. A health hazard and an environmental nightmare. What to do? First thing, avoid it as much as possible. And second thing, have accurate information about it. Only recently has the truth about plastic started to be available to the public through research independent of the plastics industries and government agencies influenced by the manufacturers of plastic. Check out www.wikipedia.org/wiki/plastic. Now, as the demand escalates for more and cheaper plastics, for plastics with special characteristics, the corporate competition is warlike. The corporations keep all their plastic formulas top secret. Unlike the food industry, they're not required to declare the ingredients. Recent studies have determined that there really is no safe plastic, as the toxicity is overwhelming for living beings and the environment. Here are a few suggestions. Try to avoid using plastic baby bottles and dishes for your baby. Provide your baby with stainless steel plates and tumblers instead of plastic ones. Give that baby, children, and friends only toys made of natural materials. Don't store food and beverages in plastic containers. Use glass, enamel that's unchipped, earthen or steel containers. Importantly, don't microwave food in a plastic container. Put that food in glass dishes instead, and never metallic ones. Tetra Paks. Those are made of 6 layers of paperboard, plastic, and aluminum foil, and the innermost layer that's in contact with the liquid or food is plastic. Same with cans, which are lined with plastic. Use the ever-practical tiffin to carry around your food. Avoid using plastic wrap, never microwave food covered with it, and replace plastic dishware with glass or steelware. Check out Oroville's potteries for dishes. Avoid chemical dishwashing liquids. Use the natural one from Aroma or Sabina powder. And don't buy bottled water. Filter your own. On feedback, waste tips and comments are always welcome at Soma Waste, that's SOMA Waste, at oroville.org.in. And check the new website at www.ecoservice, that's eco-service.in. And this from Sri Aurobindo, one of the Thoughts and Aphorisms. Only God absolute has the absolute eternity. Yet when one goes within, one sees that all things are secretly eternal. There is no end, neither was there ever a beginning. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Chloe, Miriam, Gilles, and one volunteer today from Spain. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to direct them to OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.